Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
So we're shifting gears slightly, right? We've been talking politics and economics for a while, but let's also remember politics and economics of the stomach. This time it's not about strike action, but what it is that we choose to consume, especially when it comes to fast food outlets. Well, the 28th of May was International Hamburger Day. And from what we saw from our colleagues and good friends at 8020, which is a leading consumer insights and data science firm, they shared reports and updates as to how South Africans typically like to purchase their fast food, what fast food we're buying, where we're buying it from, and even giving us some insight as to how often. Andrew, always a pleasure speaking to you, sir. That's Andrew Fulton, the director at 8020, who joins us now. I'm thinking of a burger and fries as I have this conversation with you tonight.
That's great. It's nice to be back on the show, Gugu. Are you allowed to give a shout out to your favorite hamburger place?
Ooh, I'm not sure, but you can.
Okay, I won't either. Can I? I mean, on the 28th, I had a burger from a place called Anchor in Cape Town. And I'm worried that they work out of like a shipping container in the waterfront somewhere, because they don't have a standalone restaurant. Wow. But they do fantastic burgers, yeah.
I'll be in Cape Town next week, so I'll give it a try. Anchor, a ship. And I'm assuming that's also a small business, right? So we appreciate the support that you're offering these key role players in our economy. But speaking of that, I guess, as you take a look at the full spectrum of fast food in South Africa, maybe let's just start off by understanding, do we still have money to buy fast food in this tough economy, Andrew?
Yeah, I mean, that's a really interesting thing. But I mean, we certainly have seen it in the stats. But what is fascinating is we did a bit of a study about 15 years ago when we looked at, you know, you cannot cook chicken as cheaply as you can buy it from KFC. It just once you've factored in the petrol or the electricity and the actual food, it's often cheaper to buy at a fast food restaurant like KFC or Chicken Licken. That's why they are so popular.
Oh my God. And I think that's really important for South Africans to understand, because chicken typically has been very popular. And as we look at the list, it does seem as though KFC, Chicken Licken, Debonairs remain in the top three of fast food outlets in South Africa. Help us understand why.
Yeah, so what we wanted to figure out, because it was Burger Day, is just to figure out, you know, obviously the South Africa's favorite protein is chicken, to just try to unpack that and see how different those two proteins are and who consumes them. And what is fascinating, about 20 million people dined out fast food in the past month, which is more people than voted. I mean, you've actually got more people who ate at KFC and Chicken Licken in the past 4 weeks than voted in the last election.
I think you need to say that again.
Yeah. Just for impact. More people ate at KFC and Chicken Licken in the past month than voted in the last election in South Africa.
Sure. This tells us something quite significant, right? That I guess it's also not just what we're eating, but why we're purchasing it. And you mentioned the cost point of view, but I'm assuming efficiency also plays a factor here.
Yeah, so we use the data from the MAP survey, which is a survey of 20,000 people conducted by the MRF. And what is interesting, this will be my last election comment, but they've got a list of all the fast food QSRs that you might eat at. That list is actually shorter than the ballot that everyone filled out, or the 16 million people filled out last week. So interesting there. It was almost easier to vote than to do research on fast food. But what it does, it looks at not only how people eat, what they look for and how frequently they eat. But the number one thing is people want good quality food. And that was associated with Chicken Licken and Debonairs and Steers. They want good value for money, which was associated with Hungry Lion, and they want generous food portions. Those are the three main things that keep people coming back for fast food.
Portions is an interesting one. I'm told that we might not compare too favorably with the U.S. Does that play a role?
It does. In fact, what's interesting there is when I was looking at, you know, what other things are strongly associated with the different meal options, healthy meal options wasn't really correlated with any of the restaurants in the top 10. So that's not something that people look for when they go to the top 10 restaurants. Those restaurants were Kauai, Simply Asia, Woolworths Cafe, and Burger Rack. For healthy options.
And I'm assuming the price point also matters here with some of these, because those healthy options actually don't feature in the top 10 list.
Yeah, no, it definitely does. And we go back to that point you made in the beginning, like, can we afford to go to fast food? what we've noticed is that that sort of 20 million people that ate at a fast food chain in the past month, that figure has remained stable for the past 12 months. So it's not that fewer people are going out and eating, but what is fascinating is all the outlets in the top 10, except for KFC, lost customers over the last two periods. The ones that gained customers were Pedro's, Fish and Chip Company, Galito's, Honcho's. These are your value meal options. And it just suggests that people are, they're not eating out less necessarily. They're just opting for a more affordable option, better value for money.
And I'm glad you mentioned this because I think it also speaks to our behavior, right? A quick service restaurant would be more of a quick sit down with friends and family. I'm assuming at a Wimpy could qualify, but they also do a lot of takeaways. I'm assuming our behavior as to how we purchase these takeaways also plays a role, not only the cost and the efficiency, but whether we're using a delivery service, e-hailing, or whether we are going through the drive-through. What insight do you have?
What's fascinating there, you can do a statistical technique called correlation analysis. It just runs a correlation plot of the restaurants and what people are seeking for who eat at those restaurants. And there's about, you know, what the maps records is about 1.4 million people who prefer delivery of their takeaways. And the Mr. D is certainly leading over Uber Eats in that category among South Africans. But the ones, the restaurants people prefer delivery, McDonald's, Nando's, Wimpy's, and Burger King, those are the ones that people are ordering takeaway from. The ones where people want to drive through are KFC, Hungry Lion, and Chicken Licken. Over the counter and then leaving are Debonair's, and Steers is associated with ordering and dining in.
What I'm keen to understand is if there's I guess room for competition. And I ask this because in my mind, I'm just thinking a few years ago, Popeye chicken entered the market. And as you mentioned, chicken is quite popular in South Africa, but they certainly don't feature on this list. We also saw the likes of, goodness, I've forgotten the pizza brand now.
Pizza Hut.
There we go. Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
And they also not competing very strongly with the likes of Debonair's. Do you have any insight on I guess, what makes some of these brands so resilient and competitive and others just struggle in the local market?
Yeah, I mean, I'd be much wealthier than I am right now if I had answers to that. I can't understand it. I remember there was that Popeyes, I believe, on Rivonia Road near Sandton that I used to pop into when I was in Johannesburg, and I thought it was fantastic. And I couldn't believe that it hadn't exploded across South Africa, given how popular Chicken Licken is, Hungry Lion, KFC. And then Pizza Hut, you know, as you said, Debonair's is like the third. You know, you got a pizza place in the top three restaurants in South Africa. Yet Pizza Hut wasn't able to get a toehold. So I'm sure there's loads of different issues around logistics, supply chains, advertising, marketing. And you know, maybe it is just that KFC is so huge. You know, one in four South Africans ate at KFC in the past month. And it surpasses the next six outlets in the top 10. It surpasses them in terms of sales. It's such a dominant player. Maybe there isn't as much room as we thought.
Sure. Makes sense. A lot of data makes me look at KFC a lot differently now. One in four South Africans ate at KFC in the last month. Yeah, that's an interesting fact I'm going to use at the next braai or water cooler conversation that I have, Andrew. Always appreciate your
wonderful
time, sir.
Thank you very much. Nice to chat with you, Google.
Likewise. Thanks again. That's Andrew Fulton, who's the director at 8020. Do make sure you log on to their website and read their research. They have phenomenal consumer insights, data science as well, which basically tells us what we are doing as consumers. And according to the conversation we just had with Andrew, one in four South Africans ate at KFC in the last month. They're the only fast food outlet that hasn't lost any customers within the top 10 list. And just to give you, in the past 4 weeks especially, but to give you a list of the top 10 fast food outlets in South Africa, KFC at number one, Chicken Licken at number two, number three, Debonair's, McDonald's following at number four, Hungry Lion in the top five, followed by Spur at number six, Nando's number seven, Burger King number eight, Steers at number nine, and last but not least is Wimpy. But if you look at the number of Wimpy customers in comparison to KFC, huge difference. Huge. So hopefully that does put things into perspective for us as South Africans, right? And just to give you that difference, well under a million customers at a Wimpy in the last year versus at least 11 million customers at KFC. Puts things into perspective, but this report is available online.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.